The first question would be, do you intend to run for another term for mayor? Can you say right now?
Yeah, what I intend to do is just continue to work hard every single day like I have for the last 2.5 years. And when the time comes to make that decision, I'll make that decision with my family and closest friends, and we'll make a decision. But at this time, that's not even on my radar.
Do you know about when that time would be?
It will be when the time feels right for me, my family, and my closest friends to make that decision. So, no, I don't really have a time. I haven't even thought about the election. We're still a long ways away.
He says that, you know, because the primary is basically 1 year from today, and the Democratic primary is so important to win if you want to be the mayor of Cohoes, that he's got to start now. If you did wait a few months before deciding, could it hurt you that he has, you know, a few months head start on you?
I think people will vote based on results. I don't think it's based on when you make your announcement. We've worked extremely hard in the city to become an All-America city once again. We have seen the most economic development that the city's seen in 100 years. We got $15 million to fix the most dangerous highway in the capital region. We've seen our music hall resurged again. We've seen brand new sidewalks, streetscapes. We've done so much. Brand new veterans parks, parks down on Van Skuyk Island, the pond. I really look at it and think that if this was a whole career, I'd be extremely excited about what I achieved. But, you know, we've done this all in just a couple of years. So I'm going to continue to try to finish some of the things that we're working on now, and then I'll make that decision. But I think people will vote on the record of somebody, not, you know, when they announce they're going to run.
Do you feel confident that you would be reelected?
I do, absolutely.
All
absolutely.
Right.
I've been in the city my whole entire life. I 27 years as a firefighter. I've dragged people out of burning buildings. I pumped on people's chests that are still alive today. I've given Santa Claus and Christmas presents for 28 years to some of the most needy in our city. This city is something that I love. I've always loved and devoted my life to it. And I've worked really hard, and, you know, I have a record to run on, and people know me, and I'm very confident that they believe in me. I hear it every day. I have people call me every day, email me every day. They're excited about the city. Look, this is an old city. You don't fix it overnight. There's more problems than you can ever imagine, but I think in the time we've been here, we've really done a great job.
Okay, let me read you the way that the councilman kicks off his announcement and have you respond to it. He says, "We must restore honor and integrity to the office of the mayor. Let me be very clear here. Anyone that physically abuses or has physically abused a woman has no business being dog catcher, let alone mayor." What's your response to that?
My response to that would be... shameful on a man that would try to exploit somebody's family for his own personal political career. There is no honor whatsoever in somebody that would use that as his platform to run for this position. I'm not going to talk about my family. Me and my family love each other deeply. We worked through some very difficult times that many, many, many families would understand the struggles that we have. Mr. Kanifka doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have kids, and he doesn't understand the difficulties of that. So for him to exploit that as his platform and then say he's trying to restore integrity and honor, I think that any integrity and honor that he thought he may have had was just shot out the window by those incredible, sickening comments.
Now, in the interview that we did with him at WAMC, I posited that Mayor Morse, you reject any claims that you have been involved in a domestic violence in the past. There have been published reports to that extent. We've asked you the question before, and he says, effectively, if I can summarize him, that it's a Me Too era and women need to be believed, and that there are enough credible claims that they should be believed in the case against you.
Well, I don't know what a credible claim is, and you know what? I'm part of Me Too. I'm part of this world as well. Whether you're a woman or a man, everybody should have an opportunity to be heard and people shouldn't have their lives destroyed based on somebody making an accusation. I truly believe that if you're hitting women, you should be in jail. You should lose your job. But I also believe if women are not telling them the truth, that they should be punished as well. We've become a world where we just kind of attack each other, and the media, in my view, doesn't always look for facts. It looks like who can be the first one to, you know, put the story out there. So, you know, Mr. Kanifka likes to play that he's an angel and that I'm some kind of demon. I will put my 50 years of life up against anybody's. I'll put my 27 years of risking my life and serving the citizens as a firefighter against anybody's. My 28 years of providing toys to kids as Santa Claus for 28 years against anybody. And I don't have to defend myself. People know me. If you know me, you know that I've never done that. If you want to use that as a political attack on me, then you didn't know me before, you didn't like me before. So the reality is Mr. Kanifka knows nothing. The only thing Mr. Kanifka really knows about me is this. I'm a kind-hearted man who gave him two jobs, the only two jobs he's ever had. I'm a kind-hearted man that helped him in his worst of times. And unfortunately, politics sometimes turns people against each other, and I don't know why that has happened. But I give him all of the, all of that he wants to do. I wish him the best. Certainly, I hope he loses, and I believe he will. And unfortunately, I'll underscore this. I've never hit my wife. You never heard my wife say that. Mr. Kanifka doesn't know what happened in my house with my family and our children. Mr. Kanifka is using it as his platform, and he has discredited honor and integrity by even using that as his political campaign message. And outside of that, I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to work hard, and we're going to get things done in the city of Cohoes, because that's why I am in this seat. I made a commitment we'd be an All-America city once again, and I'll put my record up against anybody's in the capital region and maybe in the country as far as what we've accomplished here in Cohoes in 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. It's a question that we've asked you before, so I'll ask it again. We want to update, you know, the story as it stands today. So out of fairness, you said, you know, you've never hit your wife. Have you ever hit any woman before?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't know of any other women who made those claims. I mean, some of the things that I read, there was not even a name attached to them. Some of them, it's ironic that it just happened as I was, mayor of the city. Where's everybody been for 30 years? Again, I think this was a claim that was made. There's certainly people in the media that I don't like and that they don't like me because I stand up for myself. I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm not going to be bullied just because I became the mayor of a city. My family's not going to be attacked and ridiculed because they say, oh, you're a public official. I defend my family. I defend people that I love vigorously, and sometimes the media don't like that. And they'll say things that they want to say and not worry about the facts. I've never hit my wife. My wife is a wonderful, loving, caring mother. We have a great family. And again, if I wasn't the mayor of the city, we wouldn't be talking about this, because there's a million people across this country who have had to deal with some of the most painful things that me and my wife dealt with. And we're still trying to work through them and make everything good for our family. I'm not going to discuss them things. It's nobody's business. But again, for Randy Kanifka, who wants to use my family as his political platform, I say shame on him. And integrity and honor has been thrown out the window. What he should be telling you is that when he was homeless and had nowhere to go, I was the only one that would give him a job. So maybe kindness doesn't always play out for some people. But for me, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to continue to move the city forward. I'm going to make sure my family is taken care of, and we'll let the people decide. I mean, they elected me to be the mayor. They'll have to judge as to whether I was a good mayor or not. I can't make that call. They'll have to make it for me. But I will tell you that I'm not really concerned about Mr. Kanifka, who had his chance to have his own record as a council member, and we'll have to play those records against each other's.
Okay, it sounds like you are in the campaign as of now, but I hope.
Well, I'm the mayor right now, so yeah. I have a record that people need to look at as to whether or not, you know, Randy Kanifka is the next great leader of Cohoes. I don't know that. The people will decide, and if I'm not running, I'm sure there'll be 100 other names, and he'll certainly be probably the least qualified candidate. So I'll make those decisions when the time's right for me, not when it's right for others.
Is it, you know, just a big picture question, is it a good idea for a counselor on the city council and the mayor to be having such open warfare this way? I mean, before the campaign comes, the two of you presumably have to work together in some fashion.
Well, you haven't heard me say one thing about warfare. What I'm trying to say to you is I want to work as the mayor of the city, and his announcement doesn't change that. You know, I think if you went and spoke to a lot of people in his district, you would find that he has not really been a council member who has served the way you would expect to serve. And since he's been in office, you know, he has not supported one thing that we've done in this city, including voting down budgets with 0% property taxes. I don't have the answer. I mean, the guy's been running for the seat since he's got elected as the council member, and I have no hard feelings about it. It's not going to change the way I govern. It's not going to change the way I do business in the city. It's not going to change the way I work with the council. So no, I don't think there's going to be warfare, because, you know, I ran a tough campaign last time, and you never heard me once say one bad thing about one person, and you're not going to hear me say one bad thing about this person either. He'll have to, you know, use whatever he defines as honor and integrity in his campaign, and I'll, you know, if I run, I'll run the same way I ran last time. This is what I can do. This is what I will do. Believe in me, you'll have the hardest working man in the country as your mayor, and we're going to change Cohoes and make it for the better. And if I run, that will be my platform again. It won't be putting out negative ads and saying bad things about Mr. Konefka, because people don't care about that. People don't care about a lot of things that politicians think they can throw at each other. If you want honor and integrity, if you really believe in honor and integrity, then you run on your record. You talk about what you will do and how you will do it, and how the city will be better because of you. You don't go after the person that's running and badmouth him and hurt his family and say mean things, because where's their honor and integrity in doing that? So, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Everybody says that they want honor and integrity, and then they go out there and have the total opposite when they run a campaign. You've never had that for me. I've always been an honest, straight-up, straight-shooting man, and I'll always be that. And at the end of the day, whatever I decide, I'll let the people know. And if I decide to run, I feel confident that I've done enough for them to be excited, because I hear it every day. And Mr. Konefka will have to run on whatever his record is.
Where do things stand between you and State Assemblyman McDonald now?
Where does it stand? What? In what way?
The relationship.
You know what? My relationship has to be what is best to get results for the citizens of Cohoes. It doesn't have to be what my personal relationship is. And that's another problem in politics. When people have a personal difference with each other in life, they carry it over in their professional business. I do not do that. And so I work with the assemblymen every day that we have to, and we work in unison to bring our city together and be the best that it can. So, you know, you don't have to love each other to work with each other.